Martha. He hasn't come on yet. No, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive, so probably before me, so we'll just wait a minute or two.
Actually, Malka's on too. Did you hear me?
Okay, so we can begin.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and mute again.
All right. L'shem Yehud Kuchab Rechimu Ishkin Tevid Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu L'yakda L'shem Yud Hei Bovate L'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Dena Kunene Elena Maseya Dena Kunenehu. We're going to connect to the energy of certainty through utilizing the tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29.
Yes,
ma'am. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Kane Nandeku Chabarifu Koma de Aved Leela Witata Kola Iru Kishot Beovada Dikshot Bele Lach Mila Bialma Devae Barnash. Vedach yaleya minaya ulan haga veyakalana dehakuru ovada dikshotinun wikola yitzterich bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. And that verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam timakom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Ta'atau b'lo yirgaz od b'lo yosipu b'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now count the Omer. Last night we counted 26 days of the Omer. And we will start with the second step, as we just said, the Shem Yehud. The second step is to study the Psalms or the verses before the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Igmor Be'adi, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Hazdecha Le'olam Ma'aseh Yadicha, El Tereh. Psalm 57:3. Echra Le'elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay. Ezekiel 16:6. Wa'e'egor alayish Vayerech mitposeset. Vedamayich vayomar lah. Vedamayich ayi. Vayomar lah. Vedamayich aye. Psalm 104, 1 and 2. Barki nafshi. Et Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elohim Yohei Wahei, Elohai Gadalta Meod, Od with Adar Lavashta, Ote Or Kesalma, No Te Shemaim, Kairia. The blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al sefirat haomer. Hayom Shiva Vizrim Yom Laomer Shehem Shalosha Shavuot Vishisha Yamim. Today is the 27th day of the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 6 days. The number 27 connects to all of the letters in the alphabet, including the final letter forms. By connecting to all of the letters, every word that is ever created, every word ever said by Hashem or by any human being or anywhere in the universe, every word that's said has the consciousness of creation. And creation creating vessels to receive the light. Your panimi. Harakaman hu yachatsir avodat beit hamikdash. Limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. We will stop at the 27th word, and we will stop at the 27th letter of the 5th verse. Lam natseach b'mginot mizmor shir. Elohim Yechanenu Vivarkenu Ya'er Panav Itanu Sela Lada'at Ba'aretz Darkecha Bekol Goyim Yeshua Techa. Yoducha Amin Elohim, Yoducha Amin Kulam. Yismechu Viranenu, Ki Tishpot Amin, Mishor Leumim. Ba'aretz tamhem sela. The final letter of the word mishor, or excuse me, ulumim. My mistake. Amim. The final letter is a closed mem. The closed mem. Connects to chesed, loving kindness. It creates water, which is the highest form of loving kindness in this world. And the word Be'umim, which means and the nation. What does your nation mean to you? Are you a member in good standing within your nation? Do you know which is your nation? Do you want to know? Each nation represents a path to Hashem. Do you want to be closer to Hashem? Do you want to find your right path? Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam, Eretz Na'na Yehula Yevarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu, Yevarkenu Elohim Beiru Oto, Kol Afsei Aretz. Step 7 is the Ana B'Koach. We'll start at the 27th word, which will be the 6th word of the 4th verse. Please join me. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatim Cherura. Alokat Gimel Yutak Sabi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora. Two fresh irons in Tet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkata Tamid Gamlem. The letter Gimel is the first letter of the word Gamlein. The letter Gimel is both a letter and a word. As a word, it means one is to wean. And where do you wean yourself from the material world? What do you find difficult to walk away from? These are your idols. Petet Reish, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuka, Na'el Adata, Bet Kufet, Bet Nunayim. Yachid Ge'e, Lamha Pene, Zofre Kedushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Tezayim Kuf. Shavatenu kabel, Ushmati akatenu, Yodea talumot, Shin kufav, Zadiyata. In the 8th verse, we say in a whisper, the 27th verse journey was to leave Chashmona and camp at Moserot. Moserot, from the word Musar, meaning chastisement. Some say it was Aaron's burial place. And this refers to the journey and the stage in life when we have the wise experience to counsel others and offer constructive criticism and rebuke. Ribono shel olam, Ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, Avdechal is or Sefirato Omer. Kedele Taharenu, Mikli Potenu, Tumatenu. Kimoshe Katavta, Betorata, Huspartem Lahem. Mimacharat HaShabbat Miyom HaViyachem Et Omer HaTenufa Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Tihiena Mimacharat HaShabbat HaShivit HaTisafru Chamishim Yom Kedesh Shitaharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizohamatam Uchen Yehiratzon Mifanecha Adonai Ohewahe Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Shebizchut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Mashivakamti Sefira Yisod Shivanetzah Yisod is foundation, it's literal meaning, but it also means creativity and creation. Netzach is the eternal victory. How are we building the concept of eternity from the consciousness of the secrets of the Yisod, the creativity, the creation? We need to contemplate how we grow eternity out of creation. V'et Tahir V'et Kadesh B'Kdusha Shel Ma'ala Amen Selah. The Tzaddikim who left this evening, which is the 11th day of, which is the 12th day of the of ER, and there's only one person who chose to leave this day. It's Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Eichenstein of Dolima. And we're going to go right into our Zohar class for tonight, which is for the Parsha of Emor. And you can find that on the handout from the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. That will open up to a landing page of all of the Parshas. Scroll down to the book of Vayikra, and second, third from the end is the Parsha of Emor. Please open that up, and then scroll down to the landing page of the Emor to section 15, and we will commence at Pasuk 60. We will say a Baruch Shem to manifest or to ground any excess energy that we may have drawn. And now before we start Pasuk 60, we'll need to say another L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitzilu Urshimu Shilu Shilu Urshimu Leah, Dalishem, Yud Hei, Bavav Hei, Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 60. Uechaya Shivat Yamim Tachat Imo Begin Leitz Yashva Be'a Ahu Hela Leitz Kayayim Be'ye Uma Leitz Kayam Be'a Kad Yishishrei Aleya Shabbat Chad Ve'ila la'itka yayim Uvatar ve'itka yam Be'yahahu Te'la ketiv ye'ra'etze Le'karban ishe la'adonai Ve'kuma b'shabbat chad Be'atar avar alai The translation Then it shall be 7 days under its mother, in order for that force appointed over it to settle upon it and exist in it. It will exist in it when one Shabbat has rested on it. Otherwise, it does not stay, for people only exist through the light of Shabbat. As it is written, and by the seventh day Elohim ended his work, which he had done. Later, when this force exists in it, it is written, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire to Hashem, through the existence of the one Shabbat that it experienced. By commentary, the verse is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 61. Uvar nash bekayuma deshabbat chadit kayam Be'ayit aruta Be'ahai alma Be'hela dileya Batar deit gazar Itar aleya, itaruta derucha ila'a, waki afar aleya, kechamat leya birshima, kadisha vi'i atarat aleya visharya, aleya rucha, behahu alma, Kadisha Kamadiat Amer Vyavor Allah Ish Vieres Mitzboseset Bedamayish Wigomer Bedamayish Pitre Translation As for man, by undergoing one Shabbat, the awakening of this world, and his force, namely the animal nefesh, are established. After he is circumcised, an awakening of the supernal serpent, the secret of the nefesh, as mentioned, occurs, and the congregation of Israel, Malchut, passes over him and sees him with a holy imprint. Then she is roused towards him, and the spirit of that holy world dwells on him. Then she is roused towards him, and the spirit of that holy world dwells on him. This is written in, and saw you weltering in your blood. I said to you, in your blood live, namely two bloods. my commentary, Why Two Bloods? And the question will be answered below. Pasuk 62. Wa'ite ma'atam kad nachku Yisrael mi'mitrayim bishkiach b'naihu dam pesach v'dam milah k'dein kativ b'dam ayich chayi hakamai b'dam ayich Ela tirein, chad b'mila, v'chad b'yisriya, chad b'dig ziru, k'neset Yisrael, v'chad b'yisriya, v'tzadik yisod olam. V'yilein tirein damin devar nash, k'ayim b'gin ayhu. Bekiyuma di alma di ate ahidikti bedamayis chaye. The translation, you may say that when Israel went out of Egypt, there were among them the blood of the Paschal sacrifice and the blood of the circumcision. Then it is written, in your blood live, namely the two bloods. But what of in your blood? In this case, there is only the blood of circumcision. And he answers, there are two, one of circumcision and one of the uncovering of the corona. The blood of circumcision is of the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, while that of the uncovering is of the righteous, the foundation of the world, namely Yesod of Zeranpin. Through these two bloods, one attains the life of the world that is coming. This is the medium, the meaning of the in your life, live. My commentary. The foreskin is the end of the body. When you remove the energy of end, you clear access to the energy of life, which is the world that is coming. That's the end of the section. And I know it's quite early, but we did not. The next section, which is section 16, is quite long. And we will not have time to finish it in the half hour that we have left. So I will call the class tonight. Does anybody have any questions? A big shalom to all. We will have a Psalms class at 7 o'clock West Coast time tomorrow. Any questions? Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbat, and we'll speak soon.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol.